said, "Mr. Roan, I've got big dreams." And I smiled, because I've heard that before. In fact, I've said that before. I told him that it was wonderful. Dreams are where it starts. But when? When does it actually start, you know? And the first word that came out of his mouth told me everything that I needed to know about those dreams. They weren't going to come true. That first word was someday. And that was a problem, because someday is the disease that will take your dreams to the graveyard. Dreams without deadlines turn into wishes. And wishes don't build houses, they don't grow businesses, they don't change your health, and they don't put money in the bank. I learned early on that the difference between a dreamer and a doer is a calendar. You can dream all day long. You can dream standing up, sitting down, walking around. But until you pick a date, until you draw a line on the calendar, that dream just floats in the air like a balloon. You need to grab the string and tie it down. That's what a deadline does. It ties your dream to the ground so it can take root and grow. You've seen people drift, haven't you? 10 years go by and they say, "One of these days I'll do it." 20 years go by and the dream is still hanging out there in the fog. That's the danger. Life slips by and suddenly you look back and wonder where it all went. Don't let that happen. Take the dream out of the clouds, put it on paper, and then stamp a date on it. Deadlines don't make life easy. They make life clear. If you tell me you want to lose 20 pounds, fine. By when? You want to double your income? Fine. By when? Without the by when, it's not a goal. It's just a hope. And hope is fine for the soul, but it's a terrible strategy for achievement. I remember when I decided to become a millionaire. Not just someday I wrote it down, and I wrote down the date. Then the clock started ticking. And when the clock starts ticking, you start working. Because now the dream is chasing you as much as you're chasing it. That's the power of deadlines. They create a healthy pressure. They wake you up earlier. They keep you up later. They sharpen your focus. A dream with no deadline is like a bow with no string. Looks nice hanging on the wall, but it will never send an arrow flying. And here's something else I discovered. The date doesn't have to be perfect. You may not hit it exactly. That's not failure. That's refinement. Maybe you missed the deadline by 6 months, maybe a year. So what? At least you're moving. At least the dream is pulling you forward. If you don't put the deadline down, you don't even have the chance to adjust. You'll just drift, and drift is deadly. So I ask again, what are your dreams? And more importantly, when? That's the question that will change your future. Not just what do you want, but by when will you have it? Don't let life hand you the calendar. You take the pen, you circle the date. You decide when the dream becomes a goal, when the goal becomes a plan, and when the plan becomes reality. Dreams require deadlines. Otherwise, they vanish like smoke. When I was a boy growing up in Idaho, we didn't have much. My father worked hard as a farmer, and my mother worked just as hard in the home. But one thing I noticed early on was that farmers understand deadlines. If you tell a farmer, "Someday I'll plant my crop," he'll laugh at you. Because the season doesn't wait for someday. The ground waits for no man. There's a window for planting, and if you miss it, you don't get a harvest. That's not philosophy, that's fact. The earth demands deadlines. Life does too. Think about it. Spring has a deadline. You can't say, "Well, I'll get to it when I feel inspired." The soil doesn't care about your inspiration. It cares about whether the seed is in the ground on time. And if you don't set your own deadlines, life will set them for you. Tax day comes whether you're ready or not. Bills come due whether you've prepared or not. The rent is the rent. The seasons roll on. So the question is not whether deadlines exist, but whether you're wise enough to use them in your favor. Now, I didn't always live by this. For a long time, I thought enthusiasm alone would carry me. I'd hear a speaker, get excited, fill a notebook, and then go right back to old habits. I had dreams, but they were vague. I said, one of these days, I'll get serious. But you know what happens to one of these days? They pile up. And after a while, you're sitting on a stack of yesterdays with nothing to show for it. That was me at age 25, broke, behind, and blaming circumstances. Until one day, Mr. Shove said, Mr. Roan, the future is not going to change until you change. And the way you change is to pick a date. I still remember the first time I wrote down a real goal with a real deadline. It was simple. I said, by the end of this year, I'll save $5,000. At the time, $5,000 felt like a mountain. I had never had that much money sitting in the bank. But something happened when I put the year's end as the deadline. Suddenly, every dollar had a purpose. Every purchase had to pass a new test. Does this help me hit the deadline or not? That's what a deadline does. It forces decision. Without it, money slips through your fingers. With it, money starts to gather. You see, deadlines are not there to punish you. They're there to serve you. They bring your dreams out of the clouds and into your hands. Without them, you drift. With them, you build. I've met people who were talented, intelligent, full of ideas, but they never set a date. And guess what? 10 years later, they're still thinking about it. Meanwhile, someone less talented, less educated, but with a calendar in hand, has built a fortune, built a family, built a life. Why? Because they treated their dreams like appointments, not like wishes. Here's the key. Discipline follows a deadline. Without a deadline, discipline has no target. But once you set the date, discipline becomes your ally. It's not just about working hard. It's about working smart, working on time. The clock is running. The days are counting. And that makes every hour precious. That's how ordinary people accomplish extraordinary things. So I say it again. Don't just dream. Don't just hope. Don't just talk. Take that dream, circle the date, and let the deadline shape your behavior. You'll be amazed at how life bends in your favor when you give it a timeline. One of the great lessons I learned early in life is that time is deceptive. A year feels like a long time until it's gone. 5 years feels like a lifetime until you're looking back at it. I used to say, I'll get to it next year. And before I knew it, 5 next years had slipped by. I was still the same, except older. Nothing had changed. That's when it hit me. Time is either your ally or your enemy. And the difference comes down to whether you use it with intention, whether you tie it to a deadline. Deadlines give time shape. Without them, time is like water running through your hands. With them, time becomes a container. It holds something. It carries weight. And once you feel that weight, you walk differently. You talk differently. You make different decisions because now the clock is part of the game and the clock can be your friend if you use it right. Have you ever noticed how people get more done the week before vacation than almost any other week of the year? Why? Because there's a deadline. The plane leaves Friday at 10 a.m. No excuses. And suddenly, the energy rises. Phone calls get made, projects get finished, papers get filed, clothes get washed. Why? Because the deadline forces focus. The same work could have been done all along, but without the deadline, the urgency was missing. Deadlines pull out productivity you didn't even know you had. I once shared the stage with a man who said something that stuck with me. He said, "Pressure is not always a problem. Pressure is often a privilege." And he was right. The pressure of a deadline means you're engaged in something meaningful. If there's no deadline, there's no demand. And if there's no demand, there's no growth. Growth lives in the tension between where you are and where you've decided to be by a certain date. Now, don't confuse that. Deadlines are not chains. They're not there to suffocate you. They're there to liberate you from the fog. They cut through the haze of someday and say, "This is the day." And even if you fall a little short, you'll be 10 times further than if you had no deadline at all. Missing a deadline is not the tragedy. Not having one in the first place, that's the tragedy. Let me ask you a question. How many books have you been meaning to read? 5, 10, 20? Now here's the next question. By when? If you say, "Someday," you'll end up with a dusty shelf of unread books. But if you say, "I'll read one a month starting this month," suddenly it changes. The calendar is ticking, and every night you're looking for 30 minutes to get closer. That's how you finish a library one book at a time, not someday by deadline. When I first began to turn my life around, I didn't start with big deadlines. I started small. $100 saved in 30 days, a book finished in 2 weeks, a letter written tonight. Small deadlines built confidence. Small deadlines taught me the muscle of discipline. Then I set larger ones, an income goal for the year, a lifestyle goal for 5 years. And once I learned that I could keep the small appointments with myself, I trusted myself to keep the big ones. So don't despise the small deadlines. They train you for the larger ones. And remember this, the dream is the vision, but the deadline is the driver. Without a driver, the car doesn't move. The dream may inspire you, but the deadline will propel you. That's how ordinary days turn into extraordinary years. Here's the key. Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. But let me add this. Those disciplines gain power when tied to a deadline. Because a deadline doesn't just mark the finish line, it shapes the daily race. It tells you what to do on Monday, what to do on Tuesday, what to finish before Friday. Without it, you wake up each day with no urgency, no edge. Life feels casual, and casualness causes casualties. How many people say, "I'll get in shape one of these days," but days turn into years, and suddenly they're saying, "I wish I had started back then." The tragedy is not that they lack the dream of good health. The tragedy is that they never set a date. But imagine the difference if they said, "By June 1st, I'll be 10 pounds lighter." Now the pantry looks different. The grocery cart looks different. The evening walk becomes non-negotiable. Why? Because the calendar is watching. I once worked with a man who told me he wanted to double his income. I said that was great and asked by when. He hesitated and said sometime. I shook my head and told him that if it was sometime, it would be no time. Finally, he said within the next 12 months. Perfect. Now we could design a plan. We could measure progress. We could divide the year into quarters, the quarters into months, the months into weeks. That's how dreams turn into strategy, through the discipline of deadlines. Think of an architect. He doesn't say, "We'll finish this building someday." No, he lays out a timeline. The foundation by this date, the walls by that date, the roof by another. And because the dates are set, the workers show up, the materials arrive, the progress unfolds. A dream without deadlines is like a construction site with no schedule, just piles of bricks lying around, collecting dust. Deadlines call the bricks into a building. One of the best examples of the power of deadlines is a graduation date. Think about it. A student enters school with a dream of a diploma, but what keeps them moving through the exams, the projects, the late nights? That date on the calendar when the ceremony happens. That's the motivator. Without the date, school would drag on forever. The same is true for your personal development. Without a deadline, you're a student who never graduates. I like to ask people, what's your graduation date for success? Not for school, but for life. When will you reach your first financial goal? When will you have the home you've dreamed of? When will you have the health you've talked about? When will you mend that broken relationship? If you don't pick a date, it's easy to let another year slip away. But when you circle the day, suddenly you feel the pull. It's no longer just a hope. It's an appointment. Now, let's be honest. Deadlines can scare you. They scared me at first. Because when you set a date, you've committed. And commitment is uncomfortable. It removes excuses. If you don't reach the goal by the date, it's obvious. But that's the beauty. Deadlines force you to confront reality. They expose whether you're serious or just pretending. And the truth is, pretending feels safe but produces nothing. Seriousness feels risky but produces change. I'll tell you something Mr. Schoaf told me. He said, Jim, don't join the crowd that's just drifting. Set your sail, pick your port, and pick the date when you'll arrive. That was simple advice, but it changed my life. Because once I had a deadline, I could measure distance, I could feel progress. And progress, visible, measurable progress, feeds the spirit like nothing else. You may not be at the dream yet, but if you're closer today than you were yesterday, the deadline is doing its job. So remember, the dream is the picture, the deadline is the pressure, and the pressure produces the diamond. You don't get the diamond without the pressure, and you don't get the dream without the deadline. There's a phrase I heard one time, and I've used for years, the book you don't read won't help. And I want to take that and add a little bit to it, and here it is. The dream you don't date won't happen. You can carry it around in your head, you can talk about it with your friends, you can even put it on your vision board. But until you assign it a deadline, it's like a check with no signature. It has no power in the bank of life. I used to think I needed more inspiration, more books, more tapes, more seminars, and those were valuable. But one day I realized I didn't need another book. I needed a date. Because information without a deadline is entertainment. You read it, you nod your head, you say that's good, and then you go back to old habits. But once you put a deadline on the information, it becomes transformation. That's the difference. Deadlines make you accountable not just to yourself, but often to others. If you tell your wife or your husband, by next summer we'll take that trip. Now it's not just your dream. It's a shared commitment. If you tell your children, by Christmas we'll have that tree in the new house, they'll remind you. They'll keep you honest. And that's good. Sometimes the weight of other people's expectation is the very thing that keeps us on track. But let me warn you, deadlines require discipline, but they also require flexibility. You don't move the dream just because you got lazy. But sometimes you adjust the timeline because life has truly interrupted. That's wisdom. A farmer knows that storms can delay the harvest. That doesn't cancel the harvest, it just shifts the schedule. So don't be so rigid that you quit if you miss by a month. Remember, the date is there to pull you forward, not to punish you. If you stumble, reset the clock and keep moving. Here's what I discovered. When you live by deadlines, time slows down in a good way. Because now you notice the days. They're not just slipping by unnoticed. They're measured, counted, used. Every day becomes a deposit toward the dream. And that daily awareness, that's where the real progress happens. People without deadlines live years without noticing. People with deadlines live days with purpose. So ask yourself, what dream have you been carrying around too long without a date? Maybe it's financial freedom. Maybe it's writing that book. Maybe it's learning that skill or fixing that relationship. Whatever it is, it's waiting for you to declare, by this date, it will be real. And once you do that, life will begin to rearrange. Opportunities you ignored will stand out. People you need will appear. Your own energy will rise because the universe respects a deadline. And if you're worried about failing, let me assure you, failure is not missing the deadline. Failure is not having one. You can miss a deadline and still win because you're moving. You can reset and keep climbing. But you can't reset what you never set in the first place. That's why tonight, I want you to stop being casual about your dreams. Casualness causes casualties. Decide, commit, circle the date, and then let the deadline push you into action. We have to take this stuff serious, because this is serious stuff. And deadlines don't just apply to money or career. They touch every corner of life. Health, wealth, relationships, contribution. Every part of your future depends on not just dreaming, but dating the dream. People say, one day I'll be financially free. Sounds nice, doesn't it? But let me tell you, the marketplace doesn't respect vague. The marketplace respects discipline. So the better question is, by when? By when will you have your debts paid off? By when will you have 6 months of living expenses saved? By when will you reach your first 100,000, your first million? These dates give your money direction. Without them, income has a way of slipping away through the cracks of careless spending. But once you set the date, you start to say, do I need this purchase, or does my deadline need this dollar? That's how people of modest means build fortunes. They keep the deadline in mind. Maybe you've got your financial situation all squared away, but what about your body? Are you taking care of that? You've only got one of those, and it's not replaceable. I've met people who treated their health casually until one day the doctor gave them a deadline. Change your habits or else. Suddenly everything got serious. They circled dates on the calendar for workouts, for checkups, for meals. The difference? Urgency. Don't wait for a doctor to set the deadline for you. Pick your own. Say, by this summer I'll be at this weight, or by my next birthday, I'll be walking 2 miles a day. Health responds to goals, but only when they're tied to time. What about relationships? It's easy to say, one of these days, I'll fix things with my brother. Or, someday I'll spend more time with my kids. But the years slip by. Suddenly, the children are grown. The opportunity's gone. That's why I encourage people. Set a deadline for love. Say, by Saturday, I'll make that call. Or, this week, I'll take my daughter to lunch. Simple, but powerful. Dreams and relationships require deadlines, too. Otherwise, regret takes their place. Now, let me touch on leadership for those of you that are in leadership roles out there, or maybe hope to be one day. A leader is someone who not only dreams, but sets the pace for others. If you lead a family, set deadlines. If you lead a team, set deadlines. If you lead a business, set deadlines. People perform better when they know the target and the time. Without it, confusion sets in. With it, clarity rises. And clarity is the mother of confidence. Confidence comes when you know where you're going and when you're expected to get there. So think about it. Deadlines bring order to chaos. They give structure to vision. That's why dreams require deadlines. Without them, life is blurry. With them, life comes into focus. And here's the beautiful thing. Deadlines don't limit you. They expand you. They stretch you. They challenge you. They turn potential into performance. They take vague wishes and turn them into visible results. That's why in every area of your life, you must stop saying someday and start saying by this day. Because someday is a thief. By this day is a builder. There comes a time when you have to raise the bar on yourself. You've dreamed enough, you've talked enough, you've planned enough. The next step is to decide. Decide what you want and decide by when. That's the mark of maturity. Children say someday, adults say this day. And the difference between childhood and adulthood is not age. It's responsibility. Responsibility says, I'll do it and I'll do it by then. So, if you've been drifting, set the sail. If you've been waiting, start the clock. If you've been postponing, circle the date. Don't wait until next year. Don't wait until it's convenient. It will never be convenient. Success doesn't wait for perfect timing. It waits for decision. Decision backed by a deadline. And don't be afraid of pressure. Pressure is what makes steel strong. Pressure is what makes coal into diamonds. Pressure is what takes a casual intention and turns it into a serious commitment. Without pressure, life is soft, and soft lives produce regret. But if you welcome the pressure of a deadline, you'll grow stronger than you imagined. You'll discover capacities you didn't know you had. Because deadlines bring out the disciplined version of you, the focused version, the unstoppable version. So don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less challenge. Wish for more wisdom. And one of the wisest things you can do is to stop leaving your dreams in the land of someday and start bringing them into the land of this day. That shift will alter everything. I want you to imagine something. Imagine that 1 year from now, you're sitting in the same chair you're in tonight. Will you be the same or will you be different? That depends entirely on the deadlines you set tonight. If you set none, then 1 year from now, you'll look back and say, well, nothing much has changed. But if you set a few strong deadlines, real dates written down, then a year from now, you'll look back with pride and say, look how far I've come. Don't underestimate that year. A year is plenty of time to revolutionize your health, double your income, start that business, mend that relationship, learn that skill. But only if you begin now, and only if you pick the date. That's what unlocks the urgency. That's what puts fire in your belly. That's what forces action. So tell me, when? When will you decide? When will you commit? When will you stop wishing and start building? When will you draw the line in the sand and say, this is the date my dream becomes a goal? Answer those questions honestly, and your future will unfold in a way you can't even imagine today. Remember, dreams without deadlines drift, but dreams with deadlines drive. And a driven life is a fulfilled life. I don't want you leaving here tonight saying, that was a good seminar, that Mr. Roan was a nice guy. I want you leaving here saying, this is the date. Circle it, write it, declare it. That's when the real work begins. The day you take the dream out of the clouds and tie it to the calendar is the day you take charge of your future. Think about the next 5 years. They're going to pass anyway. Whether you set deadlines or not, the years will come and go. The question is, when those 5 years have passed, will you be proud or will you be regretful? Will you say, look what I accomplished? Or will you say, I wish I had started back then. The answer depends on what you do with the dates you set tonight. I've met so many people with extraordinary potential. Talented, gifted, intelligent. But potential means nothing without deadlines. The graveyard is full of people who had potential, but no plan. Don't let that be your story. Write your own story, pick the dates, decide the chapters, finish the book, and remember, it's not just about the big things. It's the small deadlines that build the habit of discipline. Finish the book by the end of the month. Make the call by tomorrow. Save the money by Friday. Little deadlines stack up into big victories, and big victories stack up into a changed life. Stop living casually. Stop drifting. Stop hiding behind someday. Casualness causes casualties. Drift leads to despair. Someday leads to nowhere. But deadlines lead to destiny. And that's where I want you to go. Destiny. Stand tall. Take the pen. Pick the date. Write it down. Declare it out loud if you have to. Say, by this date, I will. And then fill in the dream. Don't be afraid of missing it. Be afraid of never setting it. The moment you set the deadline, the dream begins to pull you. And when the dream pulls you, nothing can stop you. So here's my final word. Don't just dream. Don't just talk. Don't just hope. Set the date. Circle it. Protect it. Run toward it. And when you arrive, you'll know something powerful. That dreams only become real when they're tied to time. That's the secret. That's the truth. That's why dreams require deadlines.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.